We now return to Unlocking Secrets for Women, a program paid for and sponsored by CDN Instructional Services. This is Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.
Hi, we're back. I'm Candace Newton, and this is Unlocking Secrets for Women here on CFUN. We're talking about our topic today of self-esteem in girls with our guest Amanda McKay from MTV Canada and our teen guest, Siobhan. We were talking before the break about the importance of accepting yourself and self-esteem and the different struggles that young girls go through. I have a story here I'd like to read to you. It's very impacting. It's just a quick one-page one. But this is how she describes it. This is written by a 14-year-old girl. She said she was always teased from the day she got into school. But in the elementary years, it's more controlled. The real hurt and pain began when she entered into middle school for grade 4 and up. She said the kids made comments about her all the time. She tried to ignore them, but it hurt. There seemed to be two groups of children, one of boys and one of girls, and they began to call her fat, comment on her weight, and make fun of her beautiful head of curls. Her parents were going through a divorce at the time, and it was very lonely for her. She was struggling with the whole thing and felt it was so painful. Adding to that pain were these group of kids that made fun of her because her parents were getting a divorce. And they were commenting on the way she looked. She said she hated to go to school. She made every excuse in the world not to have to go. If she could fake being sick, she would. She said that she often cried herself to sleep at night. She says this went on from grade 4 right through to grade 6 constantly. She said the one day in the last months of grade 6, the group of girls and boys were following her around and talking about her, whispering and again calling her fat and commenting on her hair. And she said suddenly she realized she didn't care anymore. She says when they saw that she didn't care anymore, they got mad because they couldn't control her. And for a year and a half, she walked alone with hardly anyone at school to speak with. She got a lot of support from her mom and one teacher in particular at the school that was really kind to her. She then became friends with one of the girls in the group, and from then on things changed for her. Just before school ended in grade 7, they all went to a retreat camp. It was then that these kids were confronted by their own behavior, and one by one came and asked for her forgiveness. She said that although her mom helped her and she was surrounded by that love and talked about things with her mom and another teacher, she said, "The one and only person that could help me was me. I needed to learn to love myself before anyone else ever could. I realized that they could see the weakness in me. They smelled it. It was like an extra sense they had, and I realized if I needed it to stop, I needed to learn to love myself. Once I learned that, I didn't need anything from them anymore. I had the love for myself that I needed, and I could learn to stand up on my own. My mom was there for me and helped me to see the things that I needed to love myself." This letter was written by my own daughter, who's 14 years old. She can't be with us today. It was sort of a spontaneous emergency thing. "Mom, I've got this opportunity to go do drama for youth. Please let me go." So for those of you who are listening for Lasea today, she sends her apologies, but she did send this letter. And she wrote a really awesome poem. It's called "I Am." "I am a loud girl that likes singing. I wonder what I'll look like when I'm 30. I hear my walls whispering. I see the animals on the bottom of the ocean. I want world peace. I'm a loud girl that likes singing. I pretend that I'm a kid waking up with the dawn. I feel the hurt in divorced families. I touch the stars in the sky. I worry about death among loved ones. I cry over starving and diseased children. But I'm a loud girl that likes to sing. I understand the way my parents love me. I say that God exists. I dream of a world with no income problems. I try to jump to the moon. I hope that everything bad will be good. I'm a loud girl who likes to sing." And she wrote that as a result of her healing and what she came to realize. And the school that she's a part of is actually, it's a private school, and where the expectations were higher from the kids and the parents. And it was devastating for her. And as a mother, I had to see this child of mine go through this tremendous pain. She has gorgeous, long, curly, curly hair. And yet that was that laughed at because it was frizzy and she was called Afro Head. So it was very, very painful. And I had to make a decision as a mom. How am I going to help this kid through this pain? Because I could see it all over her and I knew I was her anchor. And so I did. I talked with her. I gave her the tools that she needed to find that way through that really tough time in her life. But Amanda, all of us, I think, have someone in our life that we need to sort of cling to or hold on to. Even though we try to do things for ourselves, we need someone. And I understand that you have an excellent relationship with your mom. Can you talk to me a little bit about your relationship with your mom and how important that was for you and still is for you? What girls need from their mothers?
Sure. I mean, my mom is awesome. I'm very lucky to have her. She's always been there for me, and she's given me a lot of self-confidence just by being so proud of me. Like, it's funny, in her eyes, it kind of seems like I can do no wrong. I'll do something on, you know, MTV Select, and it'll be totally dorky, and everyone will be laughing at me, and she'll be like, that was really great. You're so good. And I'm just like, are you for real? But, you know, it's nice to have that number one fan, and she's always the shoulder I can cry on, and, you know, she's always there for me physically as well, and I move a lot, so the poor woman is constantly having to reorganize my home. But, I mean, I think it's really important for women to have strong relationships with their mom. Whether they like it or not, they have so much of their mom in them, and hopefully they can become friends as they grow up, like my mom and I have. I think in a relationship with your mom especially, there's always going to be ups and downs. Sometimes it's easy to take out the bad feelings on the person that you know loves you the most because you know they're not going to go anywhere. But that's like in any relationship. And I think it can especially be tough when you're younger. You're just trying to figure out who you are, let alone trying to understand who your mother is as a woman.
It's true.
But I mean, it might take a lot of work, but it's definitely worth it. I mean, you're going to turn into your mom probably someday. So it's nice to try and understand who she is.
Yeah, that's actually really good. And it is true, because even at my age, I can still hear my mother's voice in my head telling me things that were actually very good and help me. I think, too, in talking with some of my daughter's friends, there was a very impacting conversation we had. And Siobhan, I'll just sort of remind you, we were laying in the office one day. When I say laying in the office, I work on my office chair, and these teeny boppers on Friday afternoon, well, they're not teeny boppers, they're almost graduating, are laying around on my floor talking behind me a mile a minute. And there are a few of these girls are gathered together one day, and one of them had said to me, or I could hear them talking in the background, well, what are we going to do tonight? Well, I don't know. Let's go to a movie. Well, I don't have any money. And then I heard one girl say, well, I got to get some money out of my dad. And the other one said, okay, well, what lie can I tell him so I can get some money? And right away, as a mom, my ears perk up, and I go, lie? No, 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 you can't say that in the same room with me. I'm the parent, you can't lie. And they turned around and they said to me, but Mrs. Newton, Siobhan doesn't have to lie to you. And I just, at first I was like, what does that mean? I'll react to that. What do you mean? You think I'm not a tough parent? And they said, no, 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 she knows her boundaries. She knows them perfectly. And I just thought that was such a cool thing to say, especially at 17 and 18, 16, 17, and 18, these girls are, to hear them make that kind of statement. And a lot of them were telling me, not that they were, you know, dissing their parents at all, but they were longing to be able to talk truthfully and honestly with their moms, like the way I do with my daughters. I mean, Siobhan will tell you, she's got this policy that some boy wants to be in her life, he's got to get along with me. You want to talk about that for a second, Siobhan, how important that is to you?
Yeah, that is really important. I always tell guys if I meet them or whatever and they want to meet me or go out with me, I'm like, yeah, got to meet my mom first. She's got to approve. And and if you don't, well, sometimes I don't listen.
That's honest. But, that's true.
But the majority of the time, after a while, I do end up listening to what you said about them. And I think it's good that I'm able to have that honest relationship with you. Like you said, like my friends, they don't feel like they can be honest with their parents. And it's sad for me to hear them talk about that all the time, because they're just like, they're always lying to their parents. Like no one in particular, but just, and it's not huge things. It's just little things that shouldn't matter, but it does to them. And they don't feel like they can be open enough to have those conversations with their parents. And I'm lucky that I have that relationship with you, and I'm able to tell you about my feelings and my thoughts and the things I'm going through. And I think what's most important is I know that no matter what happens or what I say, I know that you're still going to be there no matter what, and I know that you're going to support me no matter what I do, because it is my life, but you're there to back me up.
And, you know, we got to be honest, we don't always get along. We have our moments, our girl moments.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think there's something about females all at the same time. They all sort of PMS at once in the same house. And we have a house full of girls. And it's not hard for that to happen. But we always, I guess the thing that matters is that there's no such thing as a perfect relationship between a mom and a daughter. But it's how you work at it. And I think the mom really needs to play a role in that. She's the leader, that girl's looking up to her. And I know for me, it's important important for me to be the best person I can be for my daughter so that they can feel like they can talk to me. The relationship and the bond between mom and daughters is so powerful that it is, I mean, it's, it will stymie a girl in her female adult life. She can't function if her relationship with her mother isn't well. And you could just hear all these women that call in to talk shows and that are constantly talking about the pain of their mother and daughter relationship. But I think it really is, and I'm talking to moms out here, it's important for us to be willing to have our hearts open to the things our kids want to tell us. I don't always want to hear the stuff my daughter wants to tell me, not because I don't want to listen to her, but it's because there's fears that it brings up in me, expectations that I have of her conduct and her behavior, dreams that I want to see for her that really are my dreams, and they may not be hers. So I have to work hard at opening my own heart up to her and to let her share and let her talk about the things that really matter to her. And we do have our moments.
Oh, many.
But the main thing is that we always work them out. And I think that's not setting up the sort of the perfect little Brady Bunch family, because I don't think it's true. Well, I've never seen one.
No, neither have I.
No. And I think if they're like that, they're not being honest. Somebody's not telling the truth to each other. And I think, Siobhan, why do you think these girls don't feel like they can talk to their moms? And we're not putting their parents down, because I think they're great kids. So obviously their parents have some impact in their lives. So why do you think they feel like they can't talk to their moms?
I think from a young age, the girls have always been taught that this is the conduct that they need to have as they grow up, and these are the standards you need to have yourself, and everyone screws up, no one's perfect, and I think that these girls feel like if they do something that they know is out of their parents' expectation and that they won't approve of, they feel like they will get rejected if they tell the parents what they've actually done, or they'll feel like they're not going to get supported, or they're going to be like disowned or something. And I don't think they have the confidence in their relationship with their parents to know that despite what they do, they will be loved. And I think that's the main issue, is that they haven't from a young age been told that it doesn't matter what you do, you will be loved.
I think that's actually good. What do you think about that, Amanda? Is that...
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like I said earlier, I mean, it's nice if you can have that relationship with your mom right off the bat, where you can just, you know, like you guys have and like my mom and I have, where you can just talk to your mom. But I mean, I think a lot of my friends didn't have that, and it took them a long time to get it. And as they got older, you know, they watched from my example, and you know, they just got older. And as you get older, the age gap between you and your mom lessens.
That's
and
true.
You can start to understand each other more and just work at it. I think that a lot of time there's that boundary, and it's really scary to cross it, especially for the first time, mm-hmm. and take that risk to be your true self in front of that person. But once you do it once, I mean, hopefully it gets better and that you can achieve it. It's worth it.
That's very important, because that's my challenge to some of these kids that cross my front door, and even my own daughters, is you've got to find the courage right now to tell me what's really going on. Like when my daughters, when I can see there's something that they're struggling with, and you know, like if for my 14-year-old, she's a perfect age in her life. She's a perfect 14-year-old. She has all the manifestations of a 14-year-old learning to figure out who she is as a young girl. But I can see that she internally sometimes, and I have to make her talk to me. Sometimes I have to sit her down and say, no, no chat, no telephone, no television, just you and me right here on this bed. I want to know what you're feeling inside. And if I do that with her, I have to be willing to not judge what she's going to say to me and let her pour her heart out. But you made the point that somebody, at some point, you have to find the courage to be your true self. That is so powerful. That is so so significant and empowering, because it's true. Even if the mommy was the best mommy in the world, that doesn't mean that you're going to find the courage to be your authentic self and your true self. And I think it's healing when a girl, regardless of how old she is, can find that place where you say, what's the worst that can happen to me? My fear is I think my parents are going to reject me. But ultimately they find out, yeah, mom and dad are going to get mad a little bit because they're concerned and they have expectations and values that are probably maybe being challenged at that moment. But it is important for them to reach within themselves and find that courage, whether they're 14, 16, 18, 25, 35. Sometimes it takes women a long time to grow up to say, this is who I am, and accept that maybe there isn't going to be all that acceptance there. Like there might be.
Oh, for sure. I'm 24 and I'm still learning things about myself every day.
Yeah, and I'm 46 and I'm...
it's important to remember that you're constantly growing and evolving and changing, and just accept that.
Yeah. And now we're going to take a break, and we're going to continue our discussion on self-esteem in young girls with our guests Amanda McKay and Siobhan. And that's here on Unlocking Secrets for Women on 1410 CFUN.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.